Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly.
Oh, hello, hello there.
I'm in love,
hi.
But it's a crying shame.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And I know that
my name is Michael. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for taking a little time out. If I could buy you all a Valentine, I would.
Stupid Cupid.
I would choose you. In addition to Valentine's Day this year, it is also the debut of Season 2 of House of Cards on Netflix. I binged Season 1 hard, wasn't planning on it, and then just got sucked into it. At that time, with Netflix, that was the first. That was the first, before there was an Orange is the New Black, before we talked about Netflix being a player in having original content, there was House of Cards. And we got sucked in. A lot because of Kate Mara, but that's a different story. It's a great show, and Season 2 debuts today, and to celebrate, Gerald McRaney will be joining us in just a moment. Raymond Tusk, the billionaire. The guy, if you remember, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Season 1, he is the guy that's in charge of vetting Frank Underwood, Kevin Spacey's character, in Season 1. The one that tells the president, he's a trusted advisor of the president, and he's the one that decides if, hey, this guy's okay or not. From all the previews of Season 2, he plays a much bigger role. So it'd be interesting to talk to him. Plus, he was Major Dad, which I spent a lot of time with on sick days. There was American Gladiator, and there was Major Dad. And then on Lifetime, there was Designing Women, which that happens to be his wife, Delta Burke. So, whew, so much to talk about with Gerald McRaney, and he joins us right now. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good. It's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Happy House of Cards Day.
Thank you very much.
You're a guy that has done this for a long, long time. Do you still get excited on a day like this where number one, the technology of it's interesting. It just all drops at once. Is today a big day for you, or is it like, yeah, I did it. It's a thing I did.
Basically, that's it. I mean, I get excited going to the set and doing this stuff to begin with. By the time it comes out, my excitement is over. I'm on to the next project. But, I mean, I'm glad that today has happened because people have been very antsy about getting to see this show again. People view this thing like addicts doing their drug of choice. I ran into a guy in a grocery store the other day. He's, my God, man, when is the new season coming out? I binge-watched it. I've got to have more. And it's like, geez, calm down, guy. We'll get you to an AA meeting or something. It'll be fine.
Well, look, I was really excited to talk to you, but I considered not doing this interview because it meant I had to stay here later and I couldn't go home and watch.
Well, you could just sit there with your laptop and watch it at the same time. Come on.
Well, the reviews are in. I read a couple of them this morning. People that have watched, already. It came out at 3 a.m. this morning and already people have, knocked out three or four of them. And they say that it's really, really good and so much better than the first season. And it looks like, from the previews at least, that you play a much bigger role this time around as Raymond Tusk.
Well, yeah, I came in for the last two episodes of last season, and I'm in almost all of them this year.
So how does it end?
Very abruptly.
I had to try it.
Well, it's like the saying in the intelligence business, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, no, that's totally true.
That's a requirement from Netflix, by the way. I have no animosity toward you personally, myself, at all.
Well, what do you make of the whole Netflix model? Because, like I said, you've been doing this for a long, long time, with all due respect. The idea of a whole season of television dropping on one day on someone's phone or tablet, what do you make of that?
I think it's a brilliant marketing strategy, and it does a lot for the audience. It puts the audience in charge. If you want this, there it is. If you don't, thank you and goodbye. It's not, when I started out doing a lot of television work, there were three alternatives for you. That was it. And now with Netflix and all the cable outlets, there's this plethora of programming for people to choose from. I think it's great for the audience.
Gerald McRaney joins us right now. He plays Raymond Tusk on House of Cards. Season 2 drops today. It's out on Netflix right now. You can go home and watch it. As soon as you're done talking to Gerald McRaney, go home and watch him on Netflix and House of Cards Season 2. I have to tell you, you've been a part of my life for a long, long time. I mentioned earlier, when I used to stay home sick from school, USA Network, after American Gladiators, you would watch Major Dad. And I think I've seen every episode of Major Dad because of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I had a great time doing that show. I have nothing but fond memories of it.
And I don't know what it says about me, but the other show that I would bounce to was Designing Women, which your wife was on Designing Women.
Well, I was a big fan of that show before I went on and did it myself. I'm originally from the South, and it was like the first time I saw the show, my thought was, I know every one of those women. I'm related to those women. And now, of course, I am related to them.
Yeah, in a much different way.
Yeah. We're coming up on our 25th wedding anniversary this spring. I can't believe it's been that long, but it has.
Congratulations. And on a Valentine's Day, I would have to ask you, what is it that, if you had to impart one piece of wisdom to other people out there, what's been the thing through 25 years? You guys are both actors, both have busy lives. What's been the key to all of it?
Don't talk to lawyers. And my other bit of wisdom on that is never confuse a marriage counselor with an actor.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, why are you asking my advice? About a long marriage, I've been lucky, and the secret to my long marriage, marry Delta Burke. That's it.
Okay, good. Well,
she's the right one for me, and it worked.
I'm glad you made the right choice, and I'm glad you're a much bigger part of season two of House of Cards. It looks just incredible. I cannot wait to go home and watch it.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Can you confirm, is there going to be a lot of Kate Mara in this one, too? Because besides you, I mean, I love you, and you're a handsome man, but Kate Mara, ridiculous.
Well, I don't blame you, and as a matter of fact, I'm if I were there, I'd be patting you on the back for your choice. But I have no idea how much anybody is involved in the show. Now, theoretically, she's involved quite a bit, but we'll have to wait and see.
Now, I know that you're, as we've discussed, 25 years strong, happily married man. Have you seen the GQ pictures yet?
No.
Whoa, I have to say, we'll get a mailing address for you. Gerald, they are incredible. I would say the key to a successful marriage is not looking at GQ pictures of Kate Mara.
Well, that may be true. That may be true because she might as well have written on her T-shirt, Temptation.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, I'm going home to watch it. This has been enough. But thank you so much for taking a few moments out. I really do appreciate it. And happy House of Cards Day and happy Valentine's Day, too.
Happy Valentine's Day. You take care. Have a great day.
You too. Be good.
I'll try.